You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Well, this week I wanted to look into the impact of COVID-19 on the creative industry, both in New Zealand and in the States, particularly New York. So we talked about mental health issues, and this is just a forewarning that both interviews that I did today cover mental health, so in case you'd like to switch over. So I began by speaking to Amelia Thurlow, who is a full-time freelance musician in Auckland, who's also involved in the project Let's Talk About It, which is a platform that allows young people to perform creatively while also discussing openly their mental health journeys. So I spoke to Amelia about her experience getting into the industry and now how it's changed this year with COVID. So here's Amelia.
I know that you make a living doing music. And
I do. Yeah,
was it difficult breaking into the music scene, especially when you first started to pursue it full time? And what kind of steps did you take to get where you are now?
Well, I started off volunteering just here and there at events and gigs. And I did a lot of performance for free. And the more I did that, the more people, you know, valued the performance and started paying me. You know, it started range from a $20 koha, and now I'm up to like $400 or $500 per performance. And that's not like an instant thing. It took years of practice before I started gigging. And once I started gigging, I started slowly build up to that rate. And that's just the performance music side of things. I also work as an audio engineer, sound tech, and a music youth worker. In the first couple of years, it was quite hard. You know, with contracting, you never know when you're getting your shift or your next paycheck. So it was a bit of a balancing act and having other side jobs as well, just to cover the bills. So I stuck to it, and I've been doing it for like 4 years now. You know, it was a struggle in the beginning, but just before lockdown, I got a bit of a good balance where during winter, where there's no music festivals, I do corporate stuff, so that range with Air New Zealand, ASB events, and then during summer as gigs, and as well as during the school terms, helping out with the youth worker side of job. But it definitely has changed with the whole lockdown, so the whole industry is still trying to get their feet back, but fortunately enough, New Zealand's back into like a new normal where now every single weekend gigs and venues are be like fully booked. And normally I work at one of this venue called Nick of the Woods. I was chatting with them, and normally they only sell out a gig if there's an international act. But after the first lockdown, they were selling out the whole venue just with a local act. So people are really out there trying to party and see music, which is good to see all the support, especially what a big hit the events and the music has been affected with COVID.
Yeah, I would say COVID-19 is obviously affecting people's mental health across the board, and it must particularly hit hard within the music industry, so that's great to hear that you've been receiving a lot of support, or that live music is receiving a lot of support, because obviously in other parts of the world right now, live music just isn't an option with the social distancing going on.
I do find it quite interesting with live music not being available. You see a lot of artists coming up with like really creative ideas on online platforms and still, you know, making that effort to reach their fans.
So there was a survey in 2018 by Music Helps, and they found some results that songwriters, composers, and performers that work full-time have the highest percentage of reporting earnings less than $25,000, and also that reported diagnosed rates of depression is over 2.5 times that of the general population in musicians, diagnosed anxiety disorder is 10% higher than the general population and 7 times the rate of diagnosed bipolar disorder. Do you think these stats are surprising? And do you think that COVID has affected or hindered the mental health of musicians, particularly this year?
Those statistics are actually not a surprise to me, just because what I found personally, I was struggling through some mental health and some family issues, and music was kind of like my savior. I went to music to, you know, have my outlet, my release, and that kept me sane. But at the same time, the music industry, how it works, with especially with contracting and having multiple jobs just to get by, is quite draining, especially for anyone's mental health, but especially for artists that's already, you know, creative. With, you know, most artists been through some stuff and, you know, turned to music as an outlet, and just so happened the music industry kind of like doesn't really balance it out in terms of, you know, you don't know when your shift is, you work late nights, early mornings, so there's no that routine or system in place. You know, with mental health, you kind of need to like have routines and proper healthy food and all that. So that sometimes when you're on a job, you're probably the only thing you can grab is Macca's. So it's definitely a tough industry to be in, and I do think it will break a person if they don't have enough support or the right tools and skill sets. So yeah, it seems like a fun job, but there is definitely lots of work that we do put in.
I know you're involved with an event called Let's Talk About It. So why do you think this is important, and what are these events about?
So with Let's Talk About It, it's an event basically bringing awareness with mental health, and we bring in performers, artists, poetry, singer-songwriters to jump on stage and just play their music, and then we interview them or have them share what the song is about or what their journey. And I think that gets quite important, where you get to open up to people and then share experience with each other, because we're all in the industry together, and you know, we all have similar experience, but it was just good to know that there are people out there, you know, working the grind. And the whole atmosphere of the event, we've been running this event for years, and the atmosphere of the event is really open, you know, safe space, intimate, and everyone's really super supportive. So me personally, I have actually made one of my best friends I made on the job doing some theater shows, and she's a bit older than me, so she's been through the industry, and you know, she's been a great help in my life whenever I have any issues, or if I took a job and I wasn't sure about the contract or something happened, I can always go to her for advice. And she has the experience and, you know, helped me out with multiple difficulties and situations that I've been through, and even just helping me out with coming up with creative ideas with music. So I definitely been through a few mentors, but you know, some of them work, some of them doesn't. You just have to reach out and find the right one. And you know, if you feel like it's not the right suit for you, there is someone out there. And majority of the times, most of the, you know, music industry people, if you just reach out to them, they're really happy to help and send pass on their skill sets.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.